says Numbers 23 through 25 quiz. All right. Number one, who was the king? What was the name of the king of Moab that tried to hire the prophet to curse Israel? What was the king's name? Number two, what was the prophet's name? Be good to remember that guy, especially because he comes back up in the New Testament. What was the prophet's name? Number three, some may see Balaam in a positive light, but what did Balaam continue to do over and over again? The way that we put it is he put a blank where the Lord put a blank. So you don't really have to fill in the blank, but what did he continue to do time and time again, even after the Lord told him no? Number four, what was most likely, I think I gave you the answer to question number two in the last question. What was most likely the prophet's motive for having a conversation with Balak? Like what do we think his motive was behind everything? No, the prophets. The prophet's motive. And it doesn't come right out and say it, but later it's referenced. And so what do you think his motive behind it all was? Number five. What does the prophet end up doing despite what the king wants him to do? What does the prophet end up doing? He says, these three times you have done this. Number six, we said if you can't beat them, join them. How did Midian and Moab, I should say, how did Moab end up conquering, or not conquering, how did they end up defeating the children of Israel? What did they do to get them to fall or to stumble? Number seven, this is from Numbers 25, verse 3. I want you to tell me the name of the God. It says, and Israel joined himself unto what? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. So what was the actual name of the God that is listed? Not what it means, just What does the Bible call this false god? Okay, number eight. What happens when the congregation are weeping? All the congregation are weeping. What happens in Numbers 25, verse 6 specifically? As they're mourning, as they're weeping, something happens in the sight of all of them. Number nine, who is the hero that appears on the story, in the story? It's first seen in verse 7 of Numbers 25. What is our hero's name? Number 10, what does he do to stop the plague? I always say short quiz, but I'm sorry. It's always about the same, it seems like. I think I don't have as much questions, but it always ends up being around the same. So what does he do to stop the plague? Number 11, how is he rewarded? How is he rewarded? What is he given? All right, number 12, how many people died in the plague? All right, number 13. Tell me, this is borderline bonus. Tell me the name of our couple. Tell me the names of our couple. one has a kind of a familiar name in the United States. Not in a good way anymore. That's a good hint. That's a great hint. It'll all make sense. Used to be a good name, but now it has some shame behind it. All right, bonus. number one. Surely you'll get this one if you didn't get 13. What tribe was the guy from? What tribe was the guy from? And bonus two. Who was the father of our hero? Who's the father of our hero? A lot of names in this one. Everybody good?
Is that it?
Perfect. That it? You want? We got another bonus.
Number one.
Number one, Balak. Number two, Balaam. Number three, he continued to ask again and again about cursing Israel. We said, don't put a question mark where the Lord puts a period. So he kept going back. He kept building altars, something along those lines. Number four, money was what the motive seemed to be. It was finances. Number five, instead of cursing them, he blessed them. Number six, if you can't beat them, join them. He said, don't attack them from the outside, attack them from the inside, and basically give them your women. And they made them stumble in their false god. Number eight, while they're mourning, what happens? A guy, I mean, fresh off the killing of the people, a guy comes walking in front of all the congregation with his new Midianite woman. So he kind of flaunted their sin in front of all the people. What were you going to say?
Seven.
What'd you say? Sorry. That's number eight. Seven is Baal Peor. Baal Peor. If you just got Baal, I'll give you half. Baal Peor. Sorry. So number eight, so he flaunts his sin in front of all the congregation, his new wife. Number nine, Phinehas. Number 10, he grabs a javelin and kills the couple to stop the plague. Number 11, he is given an everlasting priesthood. That's verse number 13. He says, he shall have it in the seed after him, even the covenant of everlasting priesthood. So basically his children. Number 12, 24,000. Number 13, Cosby. That was the name. That was the one. That used to be cool, but now it's got some shame behind it. And Zimri was the guy. Cosby was the daughter.
Take Zimor.
Zimri. I won't count spelling, but no. It probably has to be pronounced. Did you get Cosby?
No.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was a C, but I couldn't.
Yeah. Bonus one, he was from the tribe of? Simeon. Or Simeonites. Bonus two, Eleazar was his dad. Aaron was his grandpa. Moses was Uncle Mo. Okay, so that's a total of a thunderstorm warning.
Mm-hmm.
Whose phone is that? Oh, it's the church phone. It's what it is. I have airplane mode on, but all right. Should be a total of, looks like 17 points. Okay, we'll stop it.